Hi, I'm Tammy Sorensen, and welcome to my Ease in Prayer series, episode number 5. Today I would like to approach this episode in the same way I would approach praying for a client and playing over a client in intercession. And the reason for that being is there is so much going on right now that is coming against so many. We are most certainly living in Daniel 7 times, where darkness is waging war against the saints of the Most High, and it seems as though it's prevailing. And yet in that same passage, Daniel sees the Ancient of Days sit down and ask the saints to decree that it's time for the saints to possess his kingdom. And I believe we are living in the transition and the manifestation of those times. I work with so many hurting people who need immediate, suddenly breakthroughs physically, financially, emotionally, relationally, spiritually. And it is a really difficult time right now with everything that's going on in culture and in the generations. And so I simply want to pray into that, because I know that prayer, I don't know how it works, because it's all connected to his higher ways, his higher thoughts. And at the same time, I do know how it works because his word tells us how it works. And so I stand in faith in his goodness and the fact that he is always at work turning to good what the enemy meant for harm. And I don't know exactly timing or how that works, but I want to be a vessel in connecting his kingdom to come and his will to be done on behalf of so many who need sudden breakthroughs, including myself. The last several weeks have been really difficult for myself physically, financially, and for family members as well. And so I just want to be a vessel in interceding for our Heavenly Father to be glorified on behalf of my clients and family members and anyone else in this time, this Kairos Chronos time, who needs a breakthrough. And that would include our nation, desperately needs a breakthrough, a turnaround, a change of how we see things and how we hear things and perceive and discern things. And there needs to be an awakening on a whole new level in order for that to happen, because we are living in a very deceptive time, a time of so much delusion. And so that's how I want to pray today, and then go into intercessory peace, spontaneous Holy Spirit inspired, with holistic tunings of 444 hertz and 528 for the purpose of manifesting the miraculous, which is so much what we need, a sudden miraculous at the DNA level. And we all around the world, whether people participated or not, acknowledged it or not, or recognized it or not, yesterday was Resurrection Celebration Sunday, and all that Yeshua, Jesus, resurrected into his glory, and he's seated in the heavenly places interceding on our behalf in these times in which we live. And the great cloud of witnesses is cheering us on in the midst of that intercession. And I just want to enter into converging into that, being a part, a vessel of that, so that we can arise and shine in the midst of this deep darkness to his glory. So Heavenly Father, I magnify you, I exalt you and praise you as our Adonai, as Yahweh, as Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and all that you are, Jehovah Tsidkenu, being very present with us, never leaving us, failing us, or forsaking us, and exalting you and magnifying you in all of your goodness, in all of your glory, in all of your wonder and magnificence. Yeshua, exalting you and magnifying you and praising you for willing to go through what you went through. It started in the garden so that healing would manifest on our behalf. And before I finish this prayer, I want to share something I pray often on behalf of clients that Yeshua is and always has been and will be for each one. But I heard it presented in an interesting and unique way by Jensen Franklin, and I want to give all the copyright credit to him for this. But I have heard it by Holy Spirit many times unpacked very similarly, just minus a couple of the pieces. So I want to share that piece and then I'll come back into prayer. All the glory to Jesus. I oftentimes, when I take communion with my prayer partners, speak of the bread in this way, and I just want to add these pieces and parts. He sweat drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane for the healing of our will, our desires, our wants, to be in line with his desires and his wants. He knew he was going to be betrayed and rejected and mocked on such a horrific level, and he entered into what he entered into willingly and sweat those drops of blood for emotional healing, for rejection and betrayal and traumatized healing. And so I want to keep going on that piece because that's a significant part of why we enter into the bread, taking the bread in remembrance of him. Second part was, they ripped his beard off his face. They struck his face. They bruised his face for the healing of our self-image. There's such an attack on self-image. And Psalm 139 does the best description of truth and how we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And Genesis 1 also does that. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, male and female, in his image. And so I encourage you to meditate on Psalm 139 for the sake of the self-image that is so under assault in this day, time, and hour. Next would be the head, where a crown of thorns pierced his skull and he bled for the healing of our minds which have been broken so mentally and emotionally, so impacted by fear, depression, and hopelessness in this hour in which we live. And he was bruised and beaten and tortured horrifically for the healing of our bodies. And when we take communion, we are to always remember that we take the bread in remembrance of his stripes. He purchased those stripes. By those stripes, we are healed. And healing is the children's bread. His hands were pierced for the healing of our work. Our work is spiritual. We carry the cross into the secular marketplace, and he wants to use the work of our hands because it matters. What we do, we are his kingdom vessels. We are to occupy until he comes. And he has a mission, a plan, an assignment for each of us and our work. And the occupying until he returns is so important. And I ask you to step into the manifestation of the healing of the assignments that he has called you to in this hour. And then the feet for the healing of our walks, healing beyond grief, beyond loss, beyond whatever's behind us. Whatever is over our head is under our feet, and he gives us the power to walk it out. And the scriptures say, "For lo, the winter is past. Behold, I do a new thing." And we need that new thing. We need to hear that new sound and see that new thing in this hour. And his hands and feet were pierced so that we could be and do all that he has already made a way for. And finally, his side was pierced, and it says blood and water flowed out. And I've prayed this before, that he sets the lonely in family, that it's not good for people to be alone, that he made us helpmates intentionally for that purpose. And so when his side was pierced, it was for this very purpose, that it was not good for us to be alone, that we need spouses, we need families, we need the healing of our fellowship, our families, our marriages, our children, our grandchildren, our relationships, because there is nothing that the blood of Jesus cannot restore. He is the Prince of Peace, P-E-A-C-E, but I loved how Jensen Franklin put it, that he's also the Prince of Pieces, that when all we have left is broken pieces, He is the Prince of Pieces that will cleanse it all, that will heal it all. And I just wanted to include that today because it so impacted me. It's so what I feel when I pray over my clients, over my family members, over myself. I feel the immensity of the suffering he went through so that we truly could see that healing that he purchased so horrifically. Yes, it's about the sin. Yes, it's about the blood, but it's so much more. And every time we take communion, we are supposed to enter into the remembrance of the so much more with the bread and the blood. And so I encourage you to do that. And Yeshua, we want to give you praise, glory, and honor. You are our King of Kings, the King of our lives, the King of all that we are, all that we're called to be and do. You are Lord of Lords, all that you have placed in our hands and feet to steward over the land, over the generations, over the nations. And we give you all praise, all glory and honor that you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah, roaring over each of those who will call on your name in this hour. You say, cast your burden on me, for there's nothing too heavy for me. Your burden is light, so we give it to you today. We lay it at your feet today, King Jesus, Yeshua, lover of our hearts, our bridegroom, our restorer, our repairer of the breaches, lover of our soul. We love you, we bless you, we worship you in all of your glory. We praise you and honor you and exalt you in all of your magnificence and beauty, in all that you purchased. Your name is above every name, and every tongue must confess, and every knee will bow that you are Lord, you are King, you are glorious. I decree that this day, Psalm 8 will come to pass all over the world, in every tongue, tribe, and nation, that from the lips of infants and children, you have ordained their praises, that it would silence the enemy at the gate. I have a grandson who worships you and adores you and praises you, and I ask you to use his innocent and pure worship to silence the enemy at the gate for our family and for all how you intended to use the praises of infants and children in this hour. That's why there's been such an assault of them. So we lift up each precious, treasured one, put them under your kingship, your lordship, and ask you to be and do what only you can do. To command all the angels, commander of the angel armies, to do their assignments, to not let one be left idle, but to do their assignments on behalf of the children in this hour, Lord. Each one has an assignment to protect and to provide and to heal and to restore and to make whatever is needed available. And I ask you to do that on behalf of each precious one in this hour. And Lord, you say that your word is even higher than your name. That just astounds me, that your word will never return void, but always accomplishes what you send it to do. So I lift up all these words that have been decreed in this time and ask you to exalt yourself and magnify yourself, be loved and adored. We are in awe of you. I ask for the spirit of might and the spirit of counsel and the spirit of knowledge and the spirit of the fear of the Lord to blow from the north, the south, and the east, and the west, to give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding for the times in which we're navigating. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to take the conductor's baton. You are so sweet, Holy Spirit, to help us hear your voice, to hear the sounds, see the colors and the movement, to smell the fragrances and taste and see that our Father is good, by connecting us as we are seated in heavenly places in Christ. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to take the tuning, the keys, to lead me spontaneously in intercession over all that's going on right now for those who are in need, who desperately need you, who desperately need your healing, who desperately need your breakthrough in finances and relationships and health and emotions and mental strife and every single thing you already paid the price to manifest for here on earth as it is in heaven. I give it all to you and bless you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Glorify my Father. Glorify my King Jesus. Bless all those who are listening to this to the glory of your name. Amen.